This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis project that celebrates the city's Black heritage by reclaiming old materials to make new art has a new approach. Artists involved in the reclamation project tell St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold they're asking people to donate old fabrics that will be used to make quilts, much as their ancestors did.
Basil Kincaid and his friend Audrey Symes sew together strips of fabric in an unfinished room. Exposed ceiling beams and 20 by 20 foot quilts hang from the walls. He gathered the fabric from strangers, friends, and family.
Like Anne's grandmother, she gave us some of her grandmother's fabric. Like people from all around have been giving really amazing stuff. I thought we'd just get old clothes and socks, you know, just like, you know, things. But people have been giving like really beautiful fabrics too.
The quilts are the third part of Kincaid's reclamation project. It's an ever-evolving art series that aims to reclaim elements of the city's Black heritage by taking materials from underserved communities, and then it turns them into art. Kincaid's grandmother inspired Reclamation's newest chapter.
When I would wear one of my grandmother's quilts, you just feel that love, you know? And so for this chapter of Reclamation, we wanted to do something that was about healing and about, you know, community and unity. And the idea of like stitching together these materials from all around the city, it was simple and direct.
Kincaid views quilting as an almost perfect iteration of the project.
Quilting just emerged as one of these original early American forms of reclamation, and it's also this art form that has been in my family, you know, like my grandmother, her mom, some of my aunts, like it's this form that has been important to, you know, the Black community and I guess other like communities as well.
The larger venture began 4 years ago as a collaboration between Kincaid, the musician Damon Davis, and the poet Eric Prospect White.
I'm from St. Louis, so I got the style of a Miles Davis, but my language is more Cornell Hayes.
White and Davis composed music for each of the three versions.
Claim to be the same, but you guard the gate. I say equal, but you try to play cape. And truth be told, we ain't wanna beg, which you just relinquish our ego.
The pair's song Water draws parallels between contemporary St. Louis and the city in 1949. When a city pool was desegregated, some white residents beat up Blacks in and around Fairground Park. White says the multimedia approach pushes the artwork to different audiences.
Some people can go to an art show and look at a particular piece and get nothing from it, but they can get in their car as soon as they leave and hear a song and understand everything that that same piece may have been saying on the inside, you know.
The artists hope the quilts and music become catalysts for building a better St. Louis.
You know, a sense of community and a sense of actually working on what you love doing that strengthens all of that. You know, it's bigger than a reclamation project. You know, a sense of unity and community and, you know, togetherness.
On Wednesday, the group will display some of the work. There will also be a one-time musical performance. The event takes place outside the Nebula co-working space at Cherokee and Jefferson. And Kincaid says there are bigger things in store for the project this summer. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.
Watching nobody remotely in the same boat. We grow up in the puddles with no raincoat while we're trying to live American dreams and see that ice water never coming with your cuisine.